Okay, Lamed Beis. So we sort of stopped in the middle. We were talking about the Benois Kusim. Yeah, so we said that a stam kusi baby girl, we assume that misafik that she's a nida. Why? Because there's a miut of girls who have nidus immediately so young, and a rove who don't. But we're talking, this is according to Reb Meir, because Reb Meir is worried also about a miut. Why? Where do we see that Reb Meir is worried about a miut? Because he says that a katan or a katana cannot engage in yibum. Why? Because it might turn out that they are a Swiss or an islandess, and that's you won't find out until later. At the moment, you don't know, so you got to wait until you can find out. Even though most people are not Swisses and islandesses, but Reb Meir says we have to worry about that minority possibility. And the Chacham say we don't have to worry about it because we can rely on the Roiv. Hey? No. Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. So then we said, all right, so we'll start inside from, we can quickly start from the top of the page and I'll flip through what we did yesterday. At the top of the page, we said that, yesterday, you were here. Reb Meir, so we said that the person who's worried about minorities is Reb Meir. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, Katan Uktana, that an underage boy or girl who came into a situation of Chalitza, Loi Choltzim, Loi Miyabim, Diva Reb Meir, they can't do Chalitza or Yibum. Amalei Reb Meir, Yofa, Marta, Shei Choltzim, everybody agrees there's no Chalitza for a child, because Ish Kosev Parsha, because it says a Ish, and Ish is a man, he has to be an adult of a Bar Mitzvah, or Makshinon Ish Ala Ish, and yes, we agree that we compare the woman to the man, and she has to also be over Bas Mitzvah for Chalitza. That we agree with, says the Chachamim. But ma'atam ein miyabmin, why not yibum? What have you got to lose if the kids do yibum? Is amalahem, so Reb Meir says, a katan shema yimotze sris, because we're worried an under bar mitzvah, the boy might later on turn out to be infertile, and therefore it wouldn't be a mitzvah of yibum, and he was pegeya with his sister-in-law. What do you mean, just a sec? First of all, Chalitza, we said the reason is because it says Ish. We're talking about Yibum over here, right? So, we don't know. This is the whole point. Rav Meir is worried about a miut, a minority of cases. People are infertile. So, Rav Meir says we have to worry about the minority. That's what we're... You can't know. That's the whole idea. That's how he can't. No, he's a child. He's a child. No, how did they have a marriage in the first place? Because his brother was married. It had nothing to do with him.
His brother's 15 years old. He's adult.
There are different simonim, we're going to learn later on. There are different signs of a person, even if he's not married, that you can tell. His voice is funny and things like that. Yeah. Well, so Reb Meir says that a child can't do yibum if it's a boy, because he might be a Swiss and you won't know till later. A katana shematimotze islandess, a woman might be an islandess and you won't know till later. The nimtzu poigin be'erva shlevim oke mitzvah, and it would turn out that they were engaging with a relative when it's not a mitzvah, and therefore Reb Meir says they're not allowed to, because they're worried about the minority case.
According to the Chachamim, let's say you got a 15-year-old guy, says Bar Mitzvah, he got married, he died, she's, let's say, 14, and then there's an 8-year-old brother now, so the 8-year-old brother is meeting this 14-year-old girl, and they live together.
According to the Chachamim?
Yeah.
It could be, yeah. Well, all cases of Yibum are, could be... No, but it says that he goes and talks to the Ziknei Iroi, and they give them advice. And one of the examples Rashi brings in Chumash, one of the examples is that if the age difference is out of whack, then the Zikne Ira, you're supposed to advise them that it's better not. Yeah. Okay, and the Rabbanon say, Zilbasa Ruba, we can go after the majority. We rely on a Rav, Ruba Diktanim, Rav Kitanim, Lav Srisim, you know, most kids are not Srisim. And therefore, Zilbos Aruba the Ketanis and go after the majority of Ketanis, but Rev Ketanis love islanders, says Nino. And most of the Ketanis are not islanders. And therefore, they can do Yibum. So Rav Meir is the one who's worried about the minority. And therefore, similarly, by a baby girl, Kusi, who's one day old, according to Rav Meir, we have to worry about the minority of cases where a one-day-old baby is a Nida, even though it's a minority of cases. And therefore, he's choshesh, and he says, misofik, you have to treat it as a sofik, and you have to be machmer. Okay, so the Gemara asks, weiter, Eimer, shamata leilid of Meir, miyuta de shchiach. What sort of a miyut do we see that Rav Meir is worried about? A miyut, which is common, which happens now and then. We've seen it. It's not something that's completely off the wall. But something like a one-day-old girl being a nida, which is no one's ever heard of. Yeah, it's theoretically it's possible, but no one's ever heard of a case. It's completely not shchiach. Does Rav Meir worry about even such a miyut? We never heard that he worries about such a miyut. So the Gemara says, you're wrong. This is also not so uncommon. It happens more than you think. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braise, Amar Rav Yosi, Maisa be'en bul. There was a story in a place called Ein Bul, and there was no bull. And they told the girl had a whatchamacallit, had a nida. It's biluha kaidem le'ima. The girl was a nida the day she was born, and she ended up going to the mikveh before her mother, because her mother had to wait 14 days, and she only had to wait 7 days. So she ended up going to the mikveh first. So that was a story with Rabbi Yossi said. V'yama Rabbi, and Rabbi had a story also. Ma'isa b'beit sha'arim, v'it biluha kaidem le'ima. V'yama Rabbi Yosef, ma'isa b'pampadisa, not only in Eretz Yisrael, it happens also in Bavel. In Pampadisa, v'it biluha kaidem le'ima. So we have three stories that it happened with, so it can't be so uncommon. It happened three times that we know about. So therefore, a mayor would say we have to be choshish for it. Okay. Fredig umaravaita, bish, lama drab yesi with the Rebbe. I understand why. Okay, so therefore, what do you mean? They took this baby, brand new baby still in the hospital, less than a week old, or no, so 7 days old, and they chucked her in the mikveh. Like, really? Why did you chuck this baby in the mikveh? It's a bit weird, you know. So I understand why they did that. In the story of Rabbi Yossi in Ein Bul, and Rabbi in Beis Sha'arim, Mishum, Tumas Eretz Yisrael. What's the problem if this baby girl is a nida? In case she comes in contact with Truma, right? And in Eretz Yisrael, you have Truma Daraisa lying around, and therefore they tovled this baby just in case she would come in contact with Truma. So they had to get her out of her state of Tumah. I mean, if they wouldn't tovel her, and they say, oh, let's wait till she's 10 years old, that means she's Tameh for all those 10 years, and she will somewhere along the line come in contact with Truma. So at some point you have to table her. They figure, let's table her straight away, and then we won't have to worry about it anymore. Yeah? Because they had Truma in Eretz Yisrael. Ella, the Rabbi Yosef, in Pampadisa, what are they worried about her being? Let's say she'll be Tomei. So she's not Tomei, okay. Then we don't have to table her. Because in Bava, Lamali, Vama Shmuel said, Ein Truma Chutz Laretz Asura. The chumrah of truma and chutz laretz is only that it's asur when it becomes tamei. El of a misha tuma yaitza migufoy. We don't worry about it for all tumas. Only a tuma which is some kind of a physical irregularity, like a zov and a zova, yeah, or a metzora. So then that's called tuma yaitza el of migufoy. So such a tuma, yes, if they came in contact with Truma, even in Chutz Laretz, we were strict and say that that Truma is Tomei. But for a Nida, it's not considered, even though it's also Mikufa, but it's not Negeta that it means at a Zava. When it's irregular, yes, but when it's a regular, normal thing, so then that type of Tuma, by touching the Truma, does not make the Truma Tomei. So in Bavel, there's no problem if this baby girl would remain Tomei, even if she contacts the Truma. So why did they put this baby in the mikveh? No, 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 no. We're talking about truma that was truma from Babel. It's truma Rabbanan. In Babel, they did. And not only that, not only is it only Tumah Yetzer Migufoy, but Hani Milius Bachila. That only applies when one eats that's also to eat for someone who's Tomei. Abu Benagi Aloy, but touching it, even Tumah Yetzer Migufoy touching it doesn't make it Tomei. So what was the point of tobeling this baby? Because you said bachila, so a baby girl who's less than a week old isn't eating truma yet, yeah, because she's not up to solids. But you could be tempted to smear her with oil. It's ointment. You smear babies with oil, and that could be truma. The tanya within the brayse, v'lo yachalu eskotcha b'nei Yisrael asher erimu l'Hashem. Don't profane the holy things of b'nei Yisrael which they raised to Hashem. What do you mean by that? What's that coming to add? L'rabis is a sach v'sashoisa. You're not allowed to make truma. That's where we learn. Not allowed to make truma tomei. What is this telling you? Kotcha b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu l'Hashem is a superfluous couple of words to include shmiring, not just eating, but shmiring with oil and drinking. So that's why it's, and therefore we see that even shmiring truma when you're tomei is forbidden. Is shoysa lot? So the Gemara says just derechagav shoysa lomboli. Why do you have to mention drinking? You said shmiring with oil and drinking. Why mention drinking? Lomboli krosh tia b'chalachila. We know that drinking is part of eating. In the last parak of Yuma, when it talks about Yom Kippur, we have a whole bunch of proofs that drinking is part of eating. So if you're not allowed to eat the truma, then you're not allowed to drink the truma either. So what do you have to bring me up? Put another pasuk. Ella, you're right. It doesn't mean the shmearing and drinking, but the rabbi says asoch kishoisa to tell you that shmearing is like drinking, just like you can't drink because that's eating. So you can't shmear truma when you tell me either. Or if you want, there's a different pasuk from not layichalu, but from vatovay kamayim bekirbay yuchashem and baatzmoisam. It comes in water bekirbay, so water goes into when you drink water, it goes inside you. And oil into your bones when you smear oil. So it compares water going into you when you drink it to oil going into you when you smear it. So from that we learn that the laws of smearing with oil is the same as the laws of drinking, and therefore you can't do it. Okay, Fred the Gemara, Ebazoi. So why just the kusi? Ihachi, the don nami. So we should be cheshesh for a not kusi. A regular Jew also, we should be worried. Why? And the Mishnah says, b'nois kusim, we are treating them all as a sofik nida. Why aren't we machmer on non-kusim as well? It should be everybody. So the Gemara explains, anan, dashinon, isha, v'isha, because we're going to learn soon, how do we actually know that a one-day-old is a nida? Yeah, it's going to be from an extra vav, v'isha. So we make this drosha to be marbe that a one-day-old baby, if there's blood, is a nida. So therefore, v'chichazion, and therefore if we notice blood on this one-day-old baby, mefarshilahu, we're going to separate them from truma and everything else and treat them as tamei. As therefore, the gozer b'hu rabbanon, so the rabbis weren't gozer in a case of a sofik. Yeah, they said, since we're following the rules, we don't have to be more strict. But inhu, but those kusim, the loy darshi ishavisha, the kusim didn't agree with most of the droshes that we make from psukim in the Torah. They took only literally what it says clearly in chumish, not the droshes. So they don't learn the extra vav to be married by a little kid, and therefore v'chi chazir, if they see on a baby some blood, loy mefarshilu. They'd say, yes, a garnish, it's a little baby. And therefore, they wouldn't separate her from Tuma. And therefore, because they are lenient and not careful, Gazer b'hu Rabbanon, so the rabbis made this decree, that even when it's a doubtful case, and even though it's a miut, we have to be Gazer and treat them as Sofek Tomei. So now the Gemara comes to the point, which is my Isha v'Isha. What is that drasha? Yeah, we spend all this time discussing the baby girl that she's a nida, but when the kusim are not strict because they don't darshan isha v'isha, so the Gemara says, what is this isha v'isha that you're talking about? Yeah, the Tanya. So here we go. The letter of the Braisa, isha. So it talks about isha in the case. This the first isha is talking about in the case of kisiya zava. But the tibin that it says kisiya zava, that means we're talking about a nida, because there it talks about, there when it uses the word zava, it's just literal translation in that pasuk. So that's talking about a normal nida. It says shivas yam tia benidasa. So it's not really talking about a zava, even though it uses the word flowing. It means a nida. So what does it say there? Ainly, so it says a woman. A woman has a flow, so then she's tomi for 7 days. Ainly yela isha. So you might think an isha means a grown-up woman. How do I know that there's a din of nida even on a baby girl 1 day old? Talmud lomar v'isha. The extra vav, because I was always taught you don't start a sentence with a preposition. In this case, we're starting a whole paragraph with a preposition. And a woman. What do you mean and? You haven't said anything till now. What are you starting with and? Yeah. So the and is coming to include even the baby girl. Okay, so the Gemara says, really? Is that the case? So from the extra vav, you're assuming that it refers to a
continuation from something else.
Sorry?
It's possibly a continuation from something else, no?
Well, there is a pasuk before it, but there's not
something else.
No, it's not, yeah. There's no, it previously talks about if they have intercourse. Like, it's not a, it didn't need to start a sentence with and. Yeah. Any pasuk could start with and, except for Bereshis. Like the next pasuk could also start. Actually, the second pasuk does start with and, but I mean, the and is not necessary over there. So therefore, the and is including 1 day. So Alma. So what do we see from this brisa? Ki marbi kra basher mechad marbi. That the when a Torah is coming to include something that was previously would have thought is not included. What's it including? The 1 day old girl. Says the Gemara, just a second. How do you know that it's including that? Maybe there's other three. Maybe it's a 3-year-old girl. Maybe it's something else. Uraminu, and I'll prove you. I'll ask you a kasha from another brisa, which says as follows: Isha. Now this one is talking about when they have intercourse. The Isha, Asha Yishkav Isha Yisashik Vazera. So it also starts with and. Yeah, a whole bunch of sentences there, and they all start with v'isha and. And that, so that's talking about intercourse. And then it says, what happens when a man and a woman have intercourse? They're tomei, and they have to go to the mikveh. Yeah? Okay, that's what pasuk says. So it says over there, v'isha. So it could have said, isha. Ainly yela isha. And then you would have thought it's only if it's an adult woman. Tinoikis bas gimel shana miyei mechad. If you have a girl who's 3 years old on 1 day, lebiya, that is considered intercourse. Because you would say that other than that, it's pedophilia, it's not intercourse, so therefore she wouldn't be. Yeah? So how do I know that once she gets the age of 3, it is considered legitimately intercourse, and therefore they are tamei? Minayin, how do I know that? Tamei lema v'isha. So there the v'isha is coming to include, what, a 3-year-old. And this v'isha, you're telling me, is coming to include a 1-day-old. Make up your mind, yeah? V' doesn't tell you much, it's just the word and. So how do you know what you're including? Why do you decide by nida to include a girl who's 1 day old, and when it comes to intercourse, you're only including a girl who's 3 years old? It's the same v'isha. You should be consistent. Is Omar Rava? So Rava says you're right. Hilchasaninu. It's really halachul Moshe Mesinai. We're going to say in a minute that only one of them is halachul Moshe Mesinai, and the other one's not. Right? So we'll see in a second. Halachul Moshe Mesinai. But asmachinu rabbona nakroi. And Chachamim put the word, they made an esmachta, to help you remember that it's more than just an adult. So that's why it's v'isha, the rabbi said v'isha. But we're not really learning from the word v'isha. Really, it's halacha l'maisha b'sinai. That 1 day old can be a nida, and 3 years old can be intercourse. So the Gemara asks, hey, krav, hey, which one is dafka? When it says v'isha, one of them has to be for real, and the other one is halachul Moshe Mesinai, because otherwise, why do you have extra vav altogether? Yeah, so which one is real, and which one is the pasuk, and which one is halachul Moshe Mesinai? If the fact that a girl is a nida at one day old is halacha l'meisha b'sinai, and the bas shalosh shanim v'yemechad for intercourse is the kra, that's where the viv really means 3 years, is how can you work out that a viv means 3 years? Kra stamaksiv. Viv means and. Yeah? So when you say of and it must be 3 years old. How do you know it's not 2 years old or 4 years old or 5 years old or anything? Yeah? You've got no point of reference to say what it is. So you can just make up three. Yeah? You're not learning three from the Vav. The Vav doesn't tell you three. The Vav tells me something. Yeah? So it would be impossible to decide that it was three. Ella must be 3 years old, which is a number out of left field, must be, that's the halacha l'meisha b'sinai. How do I know that it's considered intercourse when someone's with a girl 3 years old? Is bas shalosh shanim v'yemechad is a hilchasa. So that's halacha l'meisha b'sinai. Yeah, there's no, you don't learn that from the and. Yeah, so what's the and? Bas shalosh shanim v'yemechad is the kraw. Because you're telling me that the and is stam. So if it's stam, I can say it includes any age. 1 day old is the youngest age a person can have. Yeah, so it includes from 1 day onwards. In other words, everybody. Yeah, so to say that and is including everybody, that makes a certain logic. To say and starts from 3 years old, there's no logic in that because it could be 2 years old or 4 years old. So therefore, it must be that the and is talking about a 1 day old, and the fact that the intercourse is 3 years old is halacha l'meisha b'sinai. So the Gemara says that's very fine, except we had two ands. So the and that it says about the nida is dafke. Yeah, that and is teaching you that any age. But what's the and about the intercourse teaching you? If the three-year-oldness of intercourse is coming from halacha l'meisha b'sinai, so what are we learning from that and?
No, but
if you have halacha l'meisha b'sinai, that's a three-year-old, so you don't need an and at all. Halacha l'meisha b'sinai. No, the isha talking about intercourse. Veisha ki isha kavisha isashich vazera. Halachol Meshe Mesinai says that how old does she have to be? Three. So I don't need a vi. I've got halachol Meshe Mesinai. So what am I learning from the vi? I'm not learning anything from the vi. Yeah? So the Gemara asks, miachat the hilchasa, if it's halachol Meshe Mesinai that a 3 year old girl is considered intercourse, is kral amale, what do I need to postle vi? What's the end coming to tell me? Turn the page. Answers the Gemara, lema'ute ish me'oidem. It's actually coming to exclude something. And a woman, not a man. That means if a man has red stuff, blood, whatever it is, coming out, then he doesn't have this law. It's only for a woman. Well, red emissions is only a tumor for a woman, not for a man. Okay, so I mean, if a man has blood coming out of Ose Mokim, then he's not Tomei. There's no such thing for a man.
It says Isha. Why do you need the Vav?
Why do I need the Vav? You might say, oh, but you mean, you would learn it. You would learn it just from Isha.
Well, that's what it means.
Because nowadays it's hard to tell between a man and a woman, so you might think that even though it says Isha, if he identifies as a... No, this is not halacha l'meisha b'sinai, this is a vi. Yeah, I don't know. You're saying just from the word Isha itself, that excludes a man, because a woman is a woman. Well, nowadays, a woman doesn't exclude a man. Maybe the Torah was seeing into the future where there'll be a time when Isha doesn't exclude a man, so it had to say Isha. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, you're asking a good question. Anyway, that's what Gemara says, that the vir is excluding the man. Then the question is, so then we have a third and, luckily enough, because we have a zava. So we talked about nida, we talked about intercourse, and now we're going to talk about a zava. The heart of Tanya within the Nebraisa, isha. By a zava, it also says isha. Ein liela isha. So I would think that a zava only applies isha means an adult. Bas yud yomim leziva minayin. How do I know that a 10-day-old girl can be a zava? Now, why do we choose 10 days for a zava? Because in order to be a zava, it has to be preceded by being a nida. because the Zava only applies in the 11 days between the cycles. So therefore, she has to be a Nida first. So what's the earliest possible age that a girl could be a Zava? 7 days of being a Nida, and then it takes 3 days to become a Zava. So 10 days is the youngest possible age. Yeah, that's the edge case. And therefore, 10 days old, so Vi'isha minayin, tamalayim Vi'isha. As the Gemara says, what do I need Vi'isha for? If she can be a Nida at 1 day, then of course she can be a Zava at 10 days. That's the normal thing now. Lomali, what do I need Vi'isha? Ligma minida, learn out from Nida. Just like she's a Nida at 1 day, she's a Zava at 10 days. It's just mathematics from there. So the Gemara says, Tzricha. No, because it's not just mathematics, it's actually a qualitative difference. The ikas of Rachmana bin Nida, if the Torah told me that a 1 day old can be a Nida, Havamina, I would say that Nida is stricter than Zivus, in the sense that a Nida, Mishum de Chichazi, Chajem, a boy, the mace of Zion. A Nida, if a woman sees 1 day, she's Tomei for 7. It's an automatic 7 day tumah. So therefore, Nidus is very strict in that sense. But when it's not during the expected cycle time, it's in between cycles. If she only sees 1 day, she only has to be told me for 1 day. So therefore, in that sense, Nida is actually stricter than Zava. Because Nida, if she sees once, is out for 7 days. And by a Zava, if she sees once, is only out 1 day. Is a Maloi. So you might think that you're also not strict by a baby. Maybe it's more lenient. Therefore, Tzricha, therefore, you need to tell me by the Zava also that it can apply when she's 10 days old. So now the Gemara says the other way around. Lifta Rachmana b'Zava. If the Torah told me that a girl can be a Zava at the end of 10 days, how is it possible? She must have been a Nida on day one. So, v'loy boy b'Nida. So I don't need a posuk for that. Once I know that she can be a Zava at 10, automatically I know she can be a Nida at 1. Because I know that ain't Zava below Nida. She can't get to being a Zava unless she was a Nida first. So the Gemara says, Enechanami. Yeah, you're right. If you told me that she can be a Zava when she's 10 days old, then I would automatically know that she can be a Nida at 1 day old. Aha, says the Gemara. The Ela Krol Amali. So what do I need with the and again? Yeah, we have an and in every case. What do I need an and by Nida? I can learn out Nida once you told me by Zava. So what do I need the Pasuk for? So the Gemara says, guess what? Lema'ute ish me'oidem. Same thing that the other Brisa said, that the and is actually coming to exclude, this and here is coming to exclude that a man, if red blood or whatever comes out, is not Tomei. Fred the Gemara, just a second. Hamiyate chadzimla, you already used the other and. Yeah, the and that we had by intercourse, yeah? We already used that and over there. So why do I need two ands to tell me that a man with red stuff is not Tomei? Answer the Gemara, because there's two types of red stuff. One could be if the Shikva Zera comes out red. And the other one is if it's actually blood coming out. So there's two types of things that can come out of there. And we need one pasuk to exclude that both of them are not Tomei. Okay, so this is all about the 1 day old Nida, the 10 day old Zava, and the 3 year old intercourse. Then the Brisa says, Vaiter, Vachain, the Inyan Scharim. The same thing applies to males. What do you mean the same thing applies? Males don't have Nidus, they have their thing. What does that mean? The Tanya. We learned in the Brisa, Ish. It says Ish Ish. Ma Talmud Lemer Ish Ish. It could have just said Ish. But at the beginning of the parasha of Zav, it says Ish Ki Yezav Mibzori. When a man has flowing coming out of his body, yeah. So it says Ish Ish twice. It says man. Ma Talmud Lemer Ish Ish. The rabbi is Tinek Ben Yemecha. This time it doesn't say and. It just says man man. So what's the second man telling you? That a baby boy who's 1 day old, Shehu Metame Beziva. If he has a flow, then he's Tamei Yaltsa Zav. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shmuel ben Eish Rabbi Echad ben Breika Omer, Ein Tzarich. He says you don't need that pasuk of Ish Ish, but you learn it from Harehu Omer La Zocha V'Lan Akeva. Right at the end of the whole parsha in Parshas Metzora, when it talks about all of these lovely things, at the end it goes, it sums up and says these are all the laws of Tuma, La Zocha V'Lan Akeva, for males and females. Yeah. What does it mean, lezachar ulnekeva? Males and females. Lezachar, when it says for males, is kol shehu zachar, Bein shul gadol, bein shul katon. Any type of male doesn't give you an age limit, whether he's young or old. And then a keva, kol shehu nekeva, whatever is a female, bein gadol, bein ktana. So therefore, we don't need, says Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshav Yechon Breker, we don't need the ish to learn that from. We can just learn it out from a zachla and a keva, that there's no age limits on any of these things. All of them are just any male, any female. So the Gemara asks, according to still the Brisa talking. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshav Yechon Breker says we don't need the ish. Ezim kein ma tamad loymar ish. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, what does the Torah say twice ish? That's just a normal expression. In Hebrew, you say ish ish. In English, you would say each and every man. The word each and every is also superfluous. You know, each and every. I mean, sometimes the way people talk is just throwing in extra words that are not necessary. That's all it is, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, so that's a braisa. In Scharim, that a one day old boy can be a zav. Either we learn it out from ish ish, or we learn it out from lazachar. It's alma. So the Gemara says, just a minute, we learn, it's a similar question like we asked by the girl, where we had a three-year-old girl for intercourse and a one-day-old girl for nida, and we wanted to know, one minute, if you're learning it from the same thing, they should both be the same limud. So the same question over here, ki marbi krov, the Torah tells you to include a boy, it means ben yoy mechad marbi. The Torah doesn't say the word one-day-old. We are just assuming either ish or lazocha, whichever one you like. Yeah, what are we saying? It's marbe. And what is it marbe? One day old. Yeah, so that means a boy, all of these laws apply even to one day old. But the contradiction is, the next price says ish, ainli ela ish. Now, this is the ish that it says about, this is about intercourse, right? Where it says, about having a balkeri when he has a flow, not zivus, just normal flow. It says ish kiseitzim and a shichla zera. So it says ish. So you might think only an adult. Bentesha should be a mechaminayin. How do I know a 9-year-old boy when he has an emission? It's an emission, and he's tame. It's amalema viish. So there we see the vi. The and is a 9-year-old. So make up your mind. Is it a 1-day-old? See, it's a 9-year-old. Where'd you get 9-year-olds from? There's Amar Rava. So Rava gave the same answer he gave by the girls. Same thing. Gender equality. By the boys, also Hilchas Aninu. It's also Lachlum Hashem Sinai that it's a 9-year-old boy whose emissions are considered emissions. Vasmachina Rabban Nakroi. And the Vish is only in a smachta. Again, hey Hilchas of Hekra, which one is the real one, and which one is the halachah meshem Sinai? Ilem ben yemechas Hilchasa. If the 1-day-oldness by ziva is halachah meshem Sinai, uben teshon yemechad is kra, and you're learning out the 9-year-old for intercourse from a pasuk, as how did you get 9? Kra stamaksiv. The Torah just says ve'ish. How do you know it's 9? Maybe it's 8. Maybe it's 10. Yeah, there's no way you could guess 9 out of that. Ella ben teshon yemechad hilchasa. Must be that the 9 is halachah meshem Sinai, because you've never worked that out by yourself. And then the B'yei Mechad, Kra, the 1-day-old for a Zivus, is from the Pasuk, either from the Pasuk Ish Ish, or from the Pasuk Lazochar. Okay, now the Gemara says, so the 9-year-old is what? 9-year-old for intercourse, Alachal Meshem Sinai. Yeah, so what does it say over there, V'ish? Me'achad Hilchas is exactly the same discussion we went through with the Nekevus, yeah? Now that you've established that a 9-year-old having intercourse or being a Balkeri is a Lachal Meshem Sinai, is Kralomali, so what do I need the and? What's the V'ish for? Is Lema'uta, guess what? Isha Meloven. Just like the conclusion was that the V'isha by the woman is to exclude a man who has red stuff coming out, so the V'ish by the man is to exclude a woman who has white stuff coming out. Beautiful. Now, okay. So we've proven what? That both a 1-day-old girl can be a nida, 1-day-old boy can be a zov, etc., etc. Islamali. So now the Gemara says, Lamali lemichta bischar, lamali lemichkevis. Why does the Torah need to bother telling me the same thing by a boy and a girl? We all know gender equality. So the Torah will tell us by one or the other, we would have said, yeah, well, same thing. Why would you think it's any different? So the Gemara says, Strichi, you needed to tell me all these extra things by a boy and by a girl. If the Torah only told you by a male that a boy can become a zav when he's a baby, mishum demetamu bereis kibiyami, because a zav, a boy, is stricter than a zav by a girl. A girl to be a zav has to be 3 consecutive days, but for a boy it could be 3 times in one day. Yeah, so it's stricter. If a woman sees 3 times in one day, that doesn't make her a zav. Yeah, so therefore, since a male is metame bereis kibiyami, so therefore it's also chumra. So therefore it's stricter. So therefore it even applies to a baby. Avon the cave is the lemetam bereis kibiyami. By a girl, seeing 3 times in one day is not the same thing as seeing on 3 consecutive days, and she's not zava is a maloy. Maybe we're not so strict, and is not a baby girl is also not metame. And if the Torah only told you these chumras by females, mishum de kometamu ba'inus. Females are stricter in this sense that there's no exclusions for oinus. If the girl sees blood, that's it. Doesn't matter what happens. Like we said, kofts of her also, yeah? She jumped. It came out of some kind of weirdo situation. Bad luck. That's tummy anyway. But for a zav, you have to be baidik, yeah? She was rocking baidik as a zav. If it's an oinus, it says, mi besorei v'lemach mas oinsoi. So if there was some mitigating circumstance and you can point it and say, that's why it happened, then he's not a zov. So a zov, you would say, is more lenient. Is a maloi, maybe it doesn't apply to a baby either, because tzricha, therefore, the Torah needs to tell you about both. Okay. Now the Mishnah finished off with kusim etami mishkav tachtin ke'elyon. The male kusim are tome. They're considered boyolei nidos because they don't calculate properly. Yeah. And also because they treat any color as tomei, and therefore they may start the 7 days too early, and ergo they will finish the 7 days too early, and therefore they will be moel nidus. And we said, therefore, what? If they are doing that, they're metame mishkav tachtin ke'elyon. So yesterday I flippantly said, what does that mean? That when there's 10 mattresses, and they're on the top one, then it's tachtin, and the bottom mattress is tomei just like the top one, because it's mishkav. That was what I said, but I was just being lazy and not giving the whole story. So the Gemara says, "My mishkav tachtin ke'elyon." What does it really mean when you say tachtin ke'elyon? Ilema, if you want to say like I did yesterday, the iika yud matzois. If there's 10 mattresses, the yosef alayu, and the zov sits on top of, and the boil nidah sits on top of the 10. Mitamaluhu, it makes all 10 of them tamei. Is pshita. You don't need a mishnah to tell me that. The hadoras lahu. That is medrash. Medrash means he was on top of it. It's not about touching it. He doesn't have to touch it. If he was on top of it, then it's metame. Ella, what does it mean? She yehei tachtoina shel boil nido ke elyoinu shel zov. Elyoinu shel zov means that by a boil nido, it's metame, everything underneath him, with the same laws as something that's on top of a zov. Now, what's the din of something on top of a zov? When a zov sits on top of something, Mishkav and Moshav and whatever, yeah, then that thing becomes an avatuma and is metame people. Yeah, if someone else comes along, the Isha Shayigav Mishkav, if someone comes along and touches the mattress that the Zov sat on, that person is tummy. Yeah, but if something was on top of the Zov, they put a mattress on top of him or whatever, a sheet, a blanket, yeah, is not metame Adam. Ma el yoine shel Zov, something that was on top of a Zov. Is not. It doesn't become an avatoma. It becomes only a rishon. And therefore, it's ein mitame elo echad mashkin. It doesn't make a person tomei who touches that blanket. It only makes food and drink tomei. So the blanket on top of the zov is lenienter than the mattress underneath him. So therefore, we said that the tachtoin ke'elyoin, the tachtoine shel boil nido, a boil nido is not as strict as a zov. Therefore, even something that was underneath the boil nido, the mattress of a boil nido, is ein mitame al eichel mashkin. It's only mitame food and drink. It's not an avatuma. So that's what it's saying. The mattress of a boil nido has the same rules as a blanket of a zov. Okay.
It's more
mekel. Yeah. And now the question is al yonish al zov minolon. How do we know that when something's on top of a zov, the blanket is only mitame eichel mashkin? It doesn't. It's not an avatuma, and it's not going to be mitame a person. Because the pasuk says v'chol hanegeya b'chol asher yesachta v'yitmo, that a person who touches something that will be underneath the zov becomes tamei. Yeah, underneath him. My tachta. What do you mean underneath him? Top of the page. Ilema tachta of the zov. If it's trying to tell you that something that's underneath the zov is metamei, Maybe Isha Shayigav Mishkove Nafka. We already had someone who touches the thing that he lay on. Yeah, so you don't need a Chol Asheyeh Sachtov. That's superfluous. Mishkova, Yen Asheyeh Tachtov are tautology. Yeah, something that's underneath him and something that he lies on is the same thing. So what's this Chol Asheyeh Tachtov coming to tell you? Elo Hanegev, Chol Asheyeh Zov Tachtov. It doesn't mean something that's underneath the Zov. It's something that the Zov is underneath it, like a blanket. Yeah? Or my nihu, Elyon Shazov, the thing that's on top of him. Both, so Rashi says, skip these brackets because he couldn't work out what it means. And it says, Meshubish. It skipped the brackets. Nitke hakosuv mitumah chamura. So for the blanket, the thing that's on top of the Zov, the Torah removed it from the tumah chamura to be metame Adam. The mattress of his Zov is metame a person. It's an avatuma. But the blanket of his Zov that's on top of him, the Torah said, no, that's not a strict. Ve'viyah lede tumah kali. It says yitma, but it doesn't say. It doesn't say the person is Tomei, it's only Eichlin U'mashkin. It's a Tumma Kala, Leim Malacha, to teach you, She'ena Metamei Elo Eichlin U'mashkin. It's only Metamei food and drink, it's not Metamei a person. I'm just trying to find a good place to stop, and I think I'm just going to stop here. We'll continue this tomorrow. Just